good. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. Let's go through the last couple weeks, man. You're a veteran and a leader in this building. What, I guess the last week and a half or so, what has it been like in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been tough. You know, nobody really expected this. But, you know, adversity, you know, is a real builder of character. And I think we've kind of accepted that as an offense, as a unit, to, you know, see this as an 8-game season, and just come out every day and just get better and, you know, take the mistakes that we saw and just go execute. It comes down to execution. Coach just put us in a great game plan. We just got to go execute, and that's as simple as that.
Players and coaches are going to say different things here, but your coach spent about half the press conference saying that what we're seeing right now is a coaching failure. As players, how do you take it when that's sort of been discussed in the building that way?
I think it falls on everybody. But at the end of the day, the coaches, like I said, we got great game plans. Our coordinators are spectacular. And we just got to go, at the end of the day, we got to go execute. Plays are there. We just got to go execute. It's as simple as that. It sounds cliche, but execution is everything. It comes down to 3 or 4 plays in games like that. And everybody just got to do their 1 of 11 and not press and try and do something that they're not. Don't try and do somebody else's job. Just do their 1 of 11 and execute. It's as simple as that.
I feel like the bye week, the off week, sort of has come at a great time.
Right.
Maybe a bit of a reset.
Yeah,
for everybody.
I would say, especially just, you know, the little nicks on your body, just getting back right. That was huge. And just, yeah, I think that it was a huge reset mentally. Kind of just, you know, seeing where you're at individually. I think guys kind of looked in the mirror, kind of just see where they were at, what they needed to do better, what they were doing well. And really just looking at this as an 8-game season, this team truly believes that we can go 9-3. It's a crazy world of college football. You never know what could happen. But if we just take it one game at a time and just simply execute, do our part, do our 1 of 11, the coaches put us in a great spot. But it comes down to players making plays, and we just got to go execute. It's as simple as that.
So – go ahead.
Well, did you are you the type that did you watch football this Saturday, or do you just need to get away from it?
I love football personally. It's my passion. So yeah, I watch football all day. I just will watch schemes. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
What do you watch when you're watching another game? Are you watching the O-line?
Yeah, I watch everything. I watch defensive fronts, offensive scheme, what they're running. I watch everything. Personnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't watch, like, receiver routes, really, because, just
doesn't have anything to do with you.
Doing me.
It ain't in the box, baby.
Right, I watch the box for sure.
Do you ever get, oh, he's downfield. Hey, he's downfield.
The craziest play I watched this weekend was the Wake Forest Georgia Tech offsides. Because I play center, and I know exactly what they call it, a fake. They call it just a no-jump play, and if he jumps, you snap it. And the center did a great job. He snapped it, and I was like, they didn't call that.
And a quarterback just throws a –
yeah, well, as like he should, though. He should have, though, because the guy was in the neutral zone, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. So you kind of see – because I don't really get to watch football. So yeah. When I was watching football, I was like, wow, that should have been a penalty.
You got to see – I would imagine, you know, the ACC – is letting us listen in on these reviews now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's probably a little eye-opening for you.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely cool. I mean, this is really the first weekend that I truly got to watch football, college football. So I didn't even know about that. And I saw that, I was like, ask my dad. He was like, yeah, they've been doing this the whole season. I was like, wow, this is pretty crazy. So
you know, the Wake Forest Georgia Tech play, remember I said, like, the left tackle should have, like, reached out. The left tackle should have moved. The thing he did was freeze, and so maybe it freaked out the line judge or whatever. Same freaking thing happened last night in the NFL. And they call a false start, and the guy's in the neutral zone. And yeah. I thought, well, I can't say that anymore because it didn't work.
Yeah, no, it's tough. I mean, that was, like, the really only play. I was like, wow. They should have probably got that one back. But, you know, it's a crazy game for sure. I didn't realize how crazy college football is until I really just sat down and watched. Because I'm always so locked in on just playing and watching film. So it was definitely a good weekend to reset mentally, physically. and, you know, go attack this eight-game season and, you know, finish strong. And this is my last chance. You know, I played my whole life. I got eight games left guaranteed for the rest of my life. That's all I have guaranteed left. And I think just, you know, having that blessing, God's favor on my life, you know, just take it every day as a blessing and just being super, super, super grateful for this opportunity. So.
How do you balance the urgency of that moment when you already are saying and your coach is saying, everybody's saying, hey, guys are trying to do too much? How do you get to that point of urgency and also say, maybe we all need to do a little less right now?
Yeah, I think the huge thing in this game that people don't understand is just being poised. I think that's super important, just making sure you're poised, you know, doing your part, doing it to your best ability, but just making sure you're calm, because it can get loud on the field, especially on third downs and stuff, and just making sure, you know, everybody's just doing their part. Just do what you're coached to do. Our coaches are spectacular, especially Coach Luke. He's the best in the country. And just making sure that we're all on the same page up front, and just doing your part. I mean, it's as simple as that. Just do what you're coached to do, and I think if we do that, you'll see really, really high execution. So
you have a unique perspective. Visiting with Ryan Linthicum on the program, you have a unique perspective on the communication up front.
Right.
You know, we've talked about complementary football and getting all 11 on the same page. Getting all five on the same page, mm-hmm. How would you assess the communication up front and how you've given mm-hmm. instruction and information and how it's been received?
Yeah, I think that is a huge part. That I take pride in, especially as a center, because at the end of the day, those guys are leaning on me. And in the biggest moments of the game, it's loud. I can't even hear my right guard next to me, but I got to make sure that I'm able to communicate to all five to make sure we get on the same page to go execute. And it's super important, especially when you go on the road, when you can't really hear anything. But, yeah, I take pride in that. I love being the guy that they can count on, because – I just take pride in, you know, staying poised and just making sure the guys can count on me when it's the toughest moment, biggest play of the game. They know that I'm going to get them the right call to be on the same page. So,
all right, last question. We got to run, and I know you do as well. Tell us a little bit about the matchup with North Carolina, what you expect at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a blessing to go play against Bill Belichick. You know, I looked up to him my whole life. I consider him one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NFL. And they're a very, very talented team up front. They're big dudes. They run an NFL-style type of defense. They run a lot of OQ four down, and it's a great test. Big body dudes up front, and it's going to be a great test for us to, you know, stay sharp mentally and, you know, just go out there and dominate physically. So it's a blessing, and it's a great opportunity.
Great stuff, Ryan. Appreciate it. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.